And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Price City Council member Terry Willis with me this morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today, Ro?
I'm doing good, except for that wind.
Oh, I know. It's evil.
So you have got some big things happening around town, and you're here to talk about them. Roads.
It's orange cone season. What can I say?
Yeah, I was going to say it's orange cone season.
A couple of the roads that I think people are interested in, and the band kind of in disarray for a while, is the 400 South and then 800 North. And those projects were part of our flood control measures. 800 North, the work on that is finished. And that is scheduled to be completed at the end of the month in conjunction with the 400 South project. They're still doing their backfill on that one. And I know it's been a long time coming and very frustrating for the individuals down at the south end of town having to take that long detour. But the end is in sight. And the asphalt plant just started gearing up. And so we're hoping to have the asphalt finished in a couple of weeks. So we're shooting for the end of this month.
So what else do we got going on after those two projects are done? Is there any?
Yeah, then the 100 South road between 700 East and 3rd East is going, we're going to do utility work there and then resurface that road. We scheduled it so we could do both the utility work and the road work at the same time, so we won't hopefully be reopening that road up and creating, you know, new divots in there very soon.
Right.
From 3rd East to Carbon, we are going to resurface that as well. So the entire length of that first south section will have
all the way down.
We'll have a good surface, but we don't need to do utility work on the 3rd East to Carbon section. So that will get a chip seal, and that should be done fairly shortly. And during that time that they're working on First South, that there's going to be some road closures and restrictions for local traffic. And so just be aware, plan accordingly once we start the work on that. But hopefully we'll try and get that done as quick as possible.
And it's going to be worth it. That's what everyone's got to remember. It's going to be worth it once all of this is done.
Short time pain for long time gain.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then we have an entire, we've got a list of the some of the most traveled roads. We're going to be doing some chip resealing on the tops of those. So I know our roads right now have been kind of a frustrating part for a lot of our citizens, but we're going to target right now the most traveled and do some chip seal projects on top of those. Some stuff over by the junior high, I think down Carbon Avenue. I don't have the entire list, but so throughout the summer, you guys are going to be running into projects, but in the end, our roads system will be looking a lot better. This chip seal process allows us to do more miles of roads with the same amount of money than tearing everything up and doing a complete redo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It'll be similar to what we did over on, I think they said, Westward Boulevard. So similar to that type of project. So again, allowing us to resurface the road, the top part of the road, get it back into shape. We'll try and make sure that on our city website, we kind of give everybody a heads up when the next place will be that we'll have people. So again, you can kind of adjust your travel plans, avoid those sections if possible. And, you know,
and you'll let us know as well so we can share it with our listeners.
Yeah, I think communication is going to be the key to keeping people from being frustrated as the summer goes on. But we're hoping to get quite a bit accomplished this year.
Right. All right. And what else do we have?
Well, you know, it's cleanup time, spring cleanup time.
It is. It is. I looked at my yard yesterday and thought, I need to do something.
I know. We're going to have a little winter weather this weekend, they say, but really it is spring.
Yep.
And so Price City has our annual spring cleanup. We start this Saturday, April 14th, and you can begin to put your lawn things and wood and that type of debris as you're cleaning up out on the curb. And Price City will come around and pick that up for you with no charge. And the last day to put stuff out is April 22nd. The Carbon County has decided to match the times that Price City has got their cleanup going. And so through those two weekends, they're going to waive the dump fees.
You guys do this each year, don't you?
We do. It used to be quite a while ago. It used to be twice a year. but cost constraints have kind of had us make a decision, and we decided spring was probably the time that worked a little bit better than the fall. So we just
and
kept
that
the spring
is
one.
True because with it warming up, people start looking at their yard, start preparing it for mm-hmm. plants. So that is a good time.
Yeah. And despite the fact that the date is April 14th, I've already seen piles out there. So I know people are getting ready and, you know, already anticipating that. But so, and there are some size limitations and things. You can find the information, the complete information on what you can and can't put out in those piles on the Price City website. There's a link right there on the front page. Just click on that. It will give you all of the information you need.
And you can also find it on our website as well, castlecountryradio.com. So we'll have that on there. Anything else?
No, I think we're just moving along. We're working hard with the county and to strengthen economic development. We realize we need to step up as a partner on that. There's a lot of balls in the air, nothing quite ready to talk about yet, but it is pretty exciting. I think everybody has decided now is the time to really change the direction that we were going with our city.
I like that. I'm excited to hear the fun things that are coming up, the changes, all the good stuff that's going to make this little city of ours a lot better.
A lot of good energy out there. And I think, you know, watching Helper as a city in their energy, I think we, you know, realize it's
our turn too.
Yeah.
We need to do something.
And the timing is very well for that.
Oh, yeah. New people in the council and new vision, maybe a different than what we've had in the past year. So I like that.
Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of attention, you know, through the Governor's Office of Economic Development and everything, you know, really focusing on what can be done. So it's not just on our local level, but at the state level, there's a lot of players looking to say, what's the next steps and what can we do? And so we need to make sure that we're moving at the time. Now we've got some additional help and resources to be part of it.
So tell me real quick, you have city council meetings twice a month.
Right. We just had one last night.
And anyone can come. Any residents can come and sit in on it.
Right. The agenda is always posted before, so you can kind of take a look and see if there's anything that, you know, is of interest. We also have a public comment section at the beginning of every meeting. A public comment, if you have something that you would like to bring to our attention, knowing we are not able to make any decisions that night. If something is not officially on the agenda, we can't vote on it. We can't make recommendations. We can listen and take input, but it may be something that we're not aware of or a group or an organization that you would like us to know more about. And we ask that you keep your comments to about 5 minutes in time. But that every meeting we have a public comment section.
Have you seen an increase in attendance this year? I mean, I know we're only into the fourth month, but I'm just curious if you've seen a bit of a difference.
It just depends on what's on the agenda. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that happens. You have your meeting. Tell me again.
5:30. And it is on the second and the fourth Wednesday of every month.
All right, perfect. And if you do want to see the agenda, we also post it on our website as well. So that's another great way to see what's on the agenda. All right, Terry, it sounds like fun things.
And once a month, we have work meetings that are also open meetings. You're welcome to come to our work meetings and sit and listen to the process because that's where a lot of things happen.
Yeah, if you don't understand how this all works, that would be
and
good.
And that's generally the first Friday of the month at 10 o'clock down at City Hall.
Okay.
Those, again, are open meetings. And the agenda is posted. I think you guys get a copy of that.
Yeah, we do.
And that's so you have many opportunities to see how the process works. And the more input we get, the better we can serve the public.
Yeah, I think people, if they understand their city government a little bit more and how it works, I think they understand why the city's doing things the way they're doing, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. We're making decisions for you guys every day. So if we don't hear, then we're kind of, you know, other than what we bring to the table, we're not always seeing the big picture.
Right.
And the more of the big picture we can see, the better we can make decisions that really are positive for our community.
That's
the end goal.
Right. All right, folks. Well, if you want to keep up to date on what is going on with Price City Council, again, attend one of their wonderful meetings. If you are interested in finding out the details on the annual cleanup, it is on the Price City website, and we'll also have it on our website as well. And anything else? You're good?
You know, we're going to be doing our Yard of the Month program for Price City residents again. So you know,
get on the ball,
get
folks.
On the ball. We love to see new yards that are, you know, people taking the effort. And we look at both, you know, it's curb appeal and water wise. So you've got zero scaping. It doesn't have to be a, you know, super yard full of green grass, but it is one that has great curb appeal. So, and we move those around. We don't want to give the award out to the same people over and over again. So those will start in June. We'll do June, July, and August on those Yard of the Months. And we give out four within the community each time, spreading them out in the four quadrants of the city.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate you taking time to let us know what is happening with Price City. And it sounds like some really good stuff is happening. So appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.